Oh, yeah. Whoa. Sabjeje je 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 Dhammayam Guruyan Mindhalagum Aniyan Dhyayam Sanjin Jidha Dzogye Jonamala Chanjum Badu Dhanin Jadzogye Dhaji Chishiji Bhishanamanji Dholai Binji Sanjin Dubar Hayi Shoye Sanjin Jidha Dzogye Jonamala Chanju Hoyambardo Dhani Hinjabzuji Dhaji Chiji Dibizunamanji Dholaya Binji Sanji Hindu Mharayishu Radhalami Midamiyonji Umbudan Jajin Razuji Jiju Raja Vajibam Sanji Zumba Rabduji Jinji Vidyu Jupadi Dashi Jidam Bijinya Jin Dije jihe he namo la ye jada lu da ni jen jihe jibum da da mi jen ham Tuwa kun je da nam je zamba dam je je do da jihe shud he ndo ho Magyonam yedo doni mezim yedo manje yedo nodo jalana nebo Yanda bozo bezan yedo kobo rimbo jezin hegan do praje hande do praje feci do dan beju rimbo jin Zinne begulo janju jezim jezi hezim begulo jezim bur hoyju Please be listened to precious holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or altruistic intention. That is in order to benefit all dear mother sentient beings. In order to benefit all mother sentient beings, we have to attain the supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment. Mother sentient beings advance space. This is what we call the motivation of the bodhicitta, which is very important at the beginning to listen to the precious holy Buddha Dharma. Once after the Tibetan New Year, you didn't listen the Dharma from me, and I didn't speak the Dharma to you. But you are very fortunate and very lucky student that you received the teachings from the Ganden Shaozi abbot, Venerable Khyenrmuzen Changju Chedenla. We all here together listening to the Dharma. We all are students. Very happy to listen to the Dharma from him. And what you have listened to the Dharma from him, you remember. You're recalling in your fresh mind, you have listened the 100 days of the Tushita, what we just recited, what we call the Ganden Lakema. That's very important, one text of the Gelugpa tradition. And also you have listened the foundations of all good qualities, which also the given many teachings by our spiritual master, late the Kishila Surim Gyaltsen La. He composed that textbook, explanation textbook of the foundation of all good qualities. After that, we have listened the 7-point mind training from him, Venerable the about Ganden Shaozi Khyenrmuzen Changju Chöden La, the 7-point of mind training, which is the important text composed by the Kodamba Geshe Chekawa. After that, I think you wish to listen about the Tantra, more about the Tantra, but the Rinpoche a little bit secret about the Tantra, that's true. And he explained about the death, intermediate stage, and the rebirth. The textbook he followed by the Lati Rinpoche, late spiritual great master, the Lati Rinpoche, the textbook of the death, intermediate state, and the rebirth. We listen about that. After that, Today, the 25th April, the April 25th, Kiramshi also left at the 14th, and now it's 15 days. Last Sunday, I don't know whether you listened to the teaching or not, but I missed to listen to the teaching last Sunday. And last Sunday, our spiritual guru, the Lathir Rinpoche, was passed away in Dharamsala, and we here, Memorial Day, we did the Guru Puja here. You are here gathering about that. So this is what happened in the past, and I also went concerned about what I have told you about the Dharma. Then I worry about that. Oh, I forgot what you have. I told to you too. I forgot what I have told to you, the Dharma, about the Lam Rim teachings. And once I remember what I have told you about the Dharma, right? And some of you also, refresh again what you have listened Dharma from me in the past. Then I remember that once occasion I show you the mudra like this, and then I recited from the text of the Guru Tsongkhapa what he has composed in Tibet. And at the beginning, he prays to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva scholars. After that, he prays and promised to compose the commentary of the Lam Rim teachings. And then he inspired to those disciples or the students or inspire us to enter our minds to the Dharma. And after that, he explained about the short or brief introduction of the Lam Rim teachings or the path to enlightenment. And then it said that in what he prays, and he prays to the Buddha, or Shakyamuni Buddha, he prays to the Shakyamuni Buddha that Pinzo Gele Cheve Timbe Wu Taye Dube Re Woko Mes Mali Shige Jijin Sibe Tu Shige Zo Wu Tala Gu Chasa. The great scholar Tsongkhapa, respect to the Buddha Shakyamuni, to his body, to his speech, and to his mind. Because of that, his body, speech, and mind comes from the many wonderful causes and qualities. Because of that, he prays to the Shakyamuni Buddha. And after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa maybe thought that who should be praised to? Who should be praised after the Shakyamuni Buddha? And then after Shakyamuni Buddha, the great scholar Tsongkhapa prays to the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and then the Bodhisattva Manjushri, Bodhisattva the Maitreya. We have small statue here of the Bodhisattva Maitreya, which is the really source of the extensive lineage, the Bodhisattva Maitreya. And also we have many statues of the Bodhisattva Manjushri holding with a sword. Maybe there is one in the other left, and some of you, the Bodhisattva Manjushri with a sword, and some of new students, introduce you, this is the Bodhisattva Manjushri. He said that Dhamma Dhambati Segi Chung Gewe Zeba Kunji Khunam Changme Shindu Tibbe Namriwa Nifam Jambe Yang La Kuja says. That Nifam is the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and Jambe Yang is the Bodhisattva Manjushri. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa, respect to those Bodhisattva, the lineage master of the extensive and the master of the lineage, the profound lineage, who is the Bodhisattva Manjushri. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa once again respect and pay homage to the two Indian great scholars, the scholar Nagarjuna and then scholar Arya Asanga. The Arya Asanga, I have told you about the short biography of the Arya Asanga, to how he difficult to see his guru Maitreya. And unfortunately, I don't understand well about the biography of the Shri Nagarjuna. You have listened, maybe you have listened the biography of the Shri Nagarjuna before from the other master. You can recall it. So, however, the great scholar Tsongkhapa pay homage to the two masters, Shri Nagarjuna and Arya Asanya. Shindu Baba Kova Dive Yum Jishin Gomba Dize Zemlin Yudu Tome Chene Sasun La Yonsu Chabe Shablan Bajasa Shindu Chimbo Nile Legi Bi Samu Dawa Kishin Shibel Malo Yonsu Zove Ne Diba Da Me Zize Ma Me Zeran. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa pay homage to Shri Dipankara Jhanam, or the what we call in common Guru Atisha, who was born in India and visited in Tibet with a great, real, authentic compassion, authentic bodhicitta. He visited Tibet, and many Tibetan students or the disciples followed to Guru Atisha. And therefore, once the great scholar Tsongkhapa remember those the spiritual kindness and the compassion thought of the Guru Atisha, and then he paid homage to Guru Atisha. Even he didn't see at that time direct little bit the history period between the Guru Atisha and the Lama Tsongkhapa long period, century after. And then after that, he paid homage to his Dari gurus, guru like the Chajetundip Rinchen, and the very his found one of his favorite guru called the Jizun Rentawa. Jizun Rentawa, he paid homage to Jizun Rentawa and other the Lamrim masters, wherever he listened the Lamrim teachings. Then he said that the Ramjan Sumra Kumra Tave Me Kesan Tava Jive Shumashu Seve Jive Tabje Zebayi Seze Shingyan Mala Kuchasa. Then the Guru Tsongkhapa remember his direct lineage guru, and then he said that, oh, how wonderful you, the guru, you have the great compassion towards me. You presented to me a great knowledge, and I remember you, the gurus. And then I respect to you, to your body, to your speech, and to your mind, all of his gurus. Therefore, I also would like to pay homage and respect whatever I have listened the Lamrim teachings from the His Holiness the Red Lama, and then our late spiritual Geshe Gyaltsen La, Lati Rinpoche, and so on. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa promised or pledged to write or compose the Lamrim teachings with his great compassion at that time in Tibet. He promised to write the Lamrim teachings with his compassion thought, and he also composed the complete explanation of the Lamrim, the path to enlightenment. And then he inspired to those disciples of the or the students. He said that Kanda Sibi de la Majash Tejo Tinje Jisambay, Yawa Gevalam, Yede Mishinda Chimbe Lam de Sheval, Dajin Kuna Dubai. Then he said that the about the students, the disciple to how the disciples of the Guru Tsongkhapa, and then we can understand that Guru Tsongkhapa said that someone who don't have an attachment towards the samsara, someone who don't have the attached to the samsara, that means the whatever wonderful in the samsara, to in the samsara, they are very delicious food too. The Chinese food, Mexican food, right? And then sometimes my friend said that the Korean barbecue or the Korean shabu-shabu too. And then the other Italian pizza. And there are different of the delicious food in this world too. And we went to the restaurant. We were happy, enjoy, to arrive there where we're hungry. And we went there with the attachment, and we used to eat the many delicious food too, with our attachment too. And also our attachment towards the cloth too. Whatever the wonderful color, we need the wonderful color too. Sometimes we use yellow color too, because our attachment on it. And sometimes we use the, we may think that, oh, yellow is not good for, not looks so good for me too. It seems like people don't like me. Then we change our clothes. And then we might thought that, oh, how wonderful if I wearing a green cloth too. Maybe green t-shirt, green jacket too. If this attachment drives us to change our clothes towards that way too, or the color. And after that, we might thought that, oh, green is not good. Now we changed all the color too, because of that, from our attachment too. Thus we know from, if you are the samsaric being, then we know from our experience too. And then also the friends and relatives too, changing too. In this life, the friends, we become a friend when we look attractive each other, helping each other. We became a friend, and then after that, we change a friend. That Gundamba said that we change many times about the friends. I don't want to change your friend, okay? Okay. Whatever you have friend, you are friend, okay. What you have relatives, you are relatives, okay. The Guru Tsongkhapa said that the Kandasibedala Machashin, however, in his advice, he advised to us that don't attach to the happiness of the samsara. He advised to us at that time and in this time also, it's the advice goes through one master to another master, through one lineage master to the another lineage master. Then Guru Tsongkhapa has said that Kandasibedala Majashins, Techo Tengyo Cheshi Tsongpayin, Gyawa Gyebe Lamla Yidin Teta Dangwa Yidinyams. Therefore, here it says that, okay, one way this way and other way, Kanda Chozin Minbe Matemshin, we should not the partial thought to our way to, and then lenye jebe lui tudenshin, we should have the very intelligent wisdom, and as we have found this precious human life, precious human body, so we are very fortunate being. He introduced us that you are the very fortunate being, very lucky being. Therefore, please listen to the Dharma with a concentration mind. Concentrate on what I taught you. Then he said, what the Lamnim teaching is, what the teaching which is composed by the Guru Atisha to what we call the lamp for the path to enlightenment. The lamp for the path to enlightenment is the root text, the commentary explained by the Guru Tsongkhapa. He said that all of Buddha's teachings are included in that teaching of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And then the great scholar Nagarjuna and the Asangas, the traditional or the way of path, and then from this path we can attain the complete and supreme enlightenment through the way of the three difference of the capacity, three different persons who should be practice those. So this is the in brief introduction of the Lamrim teaching. This is a brief introduction of the Lamrim teaching of that says that all the Buddha's teachings are included in the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And that's the traditional path of the Shirinagarjuna, the Indian the master, and Aryasanga, the Indian master. Those two masters are very important because of that one master is very important and the source of the profound lineage. And another master, Aryasanga, is the one great source of the extensive lineage, like sun and moon in the sky. Sun and the moon in the sky, at the daytime, the sun proud in the sky. In the nighttime, there was moon in the sky. Like that, in the field of the Buddhism, those are the very important scholars. And then the lamp for the path to enlightenment, it light us, it show us, it indicate us to go to our supreme and complete enlightenment. So this is the teachings what he is going to talk to you. And after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa explained about the, if these are the teachings, then what are the methods or the way to teach those teachings? And then in India, there are two big monasteries, one called the Nalanda Monastery and other called the Bikamala Rishi Monastery. In Nalanda Monastery, when the scholars, the great scholars, they taught the teachings to their students, and their way is that the Lome Gyutapa, Shijie Gyutapa, in Nalanda, when the masters teach the Dharma, then this, the masters, the speaking is very pure, it's a purity speaking, and the disciple or the student's mind also should be very purity, pure mind, good mind. And then what he or she taught the Dharma, that should be very pure Dharma. This is the style of the Nalanda Monastery, how they teach the Dharma to the students. And later in Dikamala Shila, those master another method how to teach the Dharma. And then in that method, it said that the greatness of the author or the composer, and then the greatness of the teachings, and after that, if there are the greatness of the author and then the greatness of the teachings, then how should it be listened and how should it be taught to those students? So these are the three preliminary how taught the Dharma to the students. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa followed the second way. Therefore, there is a reason. Because of that, the greatness of the composer, the greatness of the teaching, and how should be listened and how should be taught the Dharma. The reason is that the first, because of that, that the Dharma comes from the real authentic master, great master. Therefore, they preach the biography of the master. And second, that the quality of the teachings, because respect to the teachings. And after that, if you don't know how to listen the Dharma, how to tell the Dharma, if you don't know, then it's dangerous that whenever we listen the Dharma, it doesn't go the success way, it doesn't go to the Dharma, because it became a contaminated drinking or food. So, if there are some dirty things in the dreams and then food, then we should not be drink it, we should not be use it. Like that, whenever, sometimes, when we listen the Dharma, the Guru taught us the Dharma, when we listen the Dharma, if our mind is contaminated with the eight worldly concern or the eight mundane concern, then at that time, it polluted our mind and our Dharma doesn't go to the Dharma. Therefore, we should be understand how to listen the Dharma, how to talk the Dharma. After that, we always remind that again and again. And then after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa given the the instructions of the Lamrim to his beloved students. So you already listened about the first one, the biography of the Guru Atisha. You already listened that from me and from your spiritual master, Venerable Geshe-Sorim Gyatso-la. You have listened, and also perhaps some of you listen this biography from other masters. So you have to remember it again. Is it in your mind or not? Like our master card, like our key of house, like our wonderful jewels, is it in our mind or not? We have to check it. We have to cherish it. Then we might think that what about the biography of the Guru Tsongkhapa? What about the biography of the Guru Atisha? What about the biography of the other masters, Asanga, and so on? And you might think that why such a wonderful biography? And we have to thinking about our biography too, with the many picture, true, wonderful picture, biography, our biography too. Then we have to check up, compare with those biography. Then if we have a mistake, then we have to follow those wonderful biography of the Guru Atisha. In his, the great scholar Tsongkhapa was a great scholar. The great scholar Tsongkhapa is a very discipliner. The great scholar Tsongkhapa is a very kindful. We repeat again and again this. If the great scholar Tsongkhapa is a not very kindful person, he will not write such a wonderful text. If great scholar Tsongkhapa is a not scholar, he cannot write such a wonderful commentary of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So he is great scholar of the Gelug tradition. And also there are the scholar in the Nyingma tradition, scholar in the Kagyu tradition, and Sakya tradition also. But the proud of the Gelugpa is the great scholar, Tsongkhapa. So great scholar Tsongkhapa make the three parts about the biography of the Guru Atisha. What are those three parts? The one part is that where he was born, what family he was born, and the second part, how the Guru Atisha struggled and challenged with his study in India, in Indonesia, and so on. And then the third part, where he has done a very, where he contributed his Dharma in Tibet, in India. He preached Dharma, he taught the Dharma. The great scholar Atisha has given those teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha to students. So when I think about this biography, then perhaps I will do that very, very shy, true. Nothing to do in this life. Always the recycle in this samsara, thinking with the different kinds of the mundane motivations. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa expressed the biography of the Guru Atisha, and after that the biography of the Guru Atisha, then he talked about the greatness of the teaching too. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that the it said that the lamp for the path to enlightenment, it has a complete meaning of those 84,000 teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then it adorned with the instructions of the Lama Tsering Pa and Lama Rigpe Khuchu, And also, it has a wonderful process, how to tame the mind, how to train the mind, how to train our mind. Therefore, I remember in his text, the Guru Tsongkhapa said that how we recycle in this samsara. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that we control by our mind, through our consciousness, our principal mind, what we call, we control by it. So, there are other removed control, other removed control, too, like a mouse. What are those other removed control? And that's our mental factors, too. Other mental factors, what we also might call the delusions, too. And then those delusions control our principal mind, and then it controls us. Then through that, we do the different types of negative actions. Negative actions from our body, negative actions from our speech, negative actions from our mind. So in the advice of the karma, it says the negative action, it has a negative result. Someone who accumulated or compose commitment, the negative action, then that negative action will give the negative result, what we call suffering in this life, suffering in next life, suffering in future life. It was comes from the negative actions. Therefore, His Holiness the Dalai Lama quite often addressed us that where the suffering comes from. It comes from non-cause? No, it comes from its causes. It comes from its conditions. So when we check where it comes from, then the suffering comes from the negative actions, what we have committed in the past. The negative actions, it comes from those delusions too. The delusions, what we quite often, the senior students, we all know about those delusions too. We listen many times about these delusions. It's in our mind what we call the attachment, hatred, and ignorance. We listen many times. And in the field of practice, it's very difficult to practice to control those delusions too. So, however, we have to reduce and control those delusions because we don't need the suffering. I told this how we recycle in samsara, because here Lamrim it says that the process of train your mind, how to train our mind. If we are very strong, we have very strong attachment, then we have to control it first. If we have the very strong hatred, then we have to control it first. If we have very great ignorance, then we have to control it first, because we have great mistake of big mistake of that. So, I don't criticize you, the students. I just talk in normal to how to tame our mind. So these are the qualities of the Lamrim teachings. And after that, it said that Dambatamji Jemi the Tobishawa, someone who learned about the preliminary teachings, the primary teachings of the Lamrim teachings, then we should be understand all the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory each other, not against each other. For example, Shikyamuni Buddha taught us, don't do the negative actions, do the positive action. That's the one pack of teachings. And then Shikyamuni Buddha taught about the four noble truths, two parts of noble truth, how we recycle in samsara, and next two sects of the noble truth, how we can attain the nirvana or the ultimate happiness. That's the what we call the four noble truths. And then after the 12 links of interdependent origination, again, it explained about how we recycle in samsara. Now, in their painting also the 12 links of the interdependent arising, how we recycle in samsara. Then there's a root, what we call the ignorance, attachment, and then hatred. Those are the root, and then this root gives the branch like the negative actions and contaminated karma. From that negative action and contaminated karma, we recycle in this samsara. We don't want to experience the suffering, but we experience the samsara suffering. Because of that, we have committed the negative actions, contaminated actions. From it comes from its roots. That's the one part of the Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings. And then other what we call very, very difficult, very great difficult about the bodhicitta too. Bodhicitta, not easy, difficult. At the beginning, I listened many times about the bodhicitta too. I also repeat here what Master says too. Mangyur namje sinjin ta danyin be tindu, tabja lana me ban zobe sanje ju khoban rinpo chi chine jen tabarishan. Teto bacha veche du, tambe chi rinpo chi senyan be kulun kujo ju rinpo nungun du tani sembarishun. Repeat many times too. We listen the Dharma within the motivation called the bodhicitta. For the benefits of all, not one, too. For the benefits of all not sentient beings. And in order to attain enlightenment, our supreme enlightenment, perfect enlightenment, complete enlightenment. But that's the explanation of the bodhicitta. Maitreya also explained about the bodhicitta, the great bodhisattva Maitreya, in his Abhisamaya Alamkara, the ornament of the great realizations. Bodhisattva Maitreya explained about what is the bodhicitta, what is the altruistic intention. He said that Samgyepani Shendinshir Yangda Zobe Shanjuti. Bodhicitta is that the mind, the principal thought, the purpose to attain the enlightenment for the benefits of all mother sentient beings, too. Like one glass, too. One cup, too. I bought this cup from the mall, too. My mind driven by the attachment, too. This attachment driven, control my principal mind and body arrived there automatically, too. And then I bought this cup in order to drink. In order to drink the fruit juice, in order to drink the coffee, tea, I bought this cup too. So the purpose of I bought this cup is in order to drink too. Like that example, the purpose to attain enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings. So that's what we call the bodhicitta in general way, the talking, but I talking to the practice is the different, not easy to. Then we can see that how it's very difficult to challenge with those sentient beings too. I don't proud of that again. And maybe you have the more better cup than this in your house too. With a handle, with a nice cup, all that, true. So the bodhicitta practice, not easy practice, but it's very important to generate the bodhicitta if you want to practice the Mahayana practice, true. Discourage your practice, okay? If you practice, then you can generate the bodhicitta. Last time we have listened from the Khyen Rinpoche about the bodhicitta, the altruistic intentions, to the real wonderful instructions of the Kodamba Jishi Chekrawa. Then if there is no method to generate the bodhicitta, then we cannot generate. But there was a method about the seven cause and effect instructions how to generate the bodhicitta, to six causes and one effect. In that method, it said that at the beginning we have to develop our mind that all the All the sentient beings are our mother, true. All the sentient beings are our mother. Whether the sentient beings is very rich, whether the sentient beings are very poor, in the economy, in the physical body, whatever they have, whether sentient beings are the different color, whether the sentient beings are looks the different style, whatever they are, in the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, in the teachings of the great scholar Arya Asanga, to the favorite students of the Maitreya, Arya Asanga said that all the mother sentient beings, all the sentient beings are our mother. Once the Guru Atisha practiced like that. Guru Atisha practiced like that in India, true. He practiced that all the mother sentient beings are the sentient beings are the mother of the Guru Atisha. So we male are the mother of Guru Atisha at the time to when he practiced. And the female are also the mother of the Guru Atisha. And even the dog in the house, cat in the house, buffalo in the house. And then in the jungle, there are many animals lives in the jungle too. You have, sometimes you enjoy to watching the televisions. And then in the television, sometimes it shows the many politics too, about the politics, the partial thought, partial activity. Then you bow about it, watch it, listen it. Then you might thought that how those natural things are too. In the natural thing, natural animals in the jungle. In the jungle, there are different types of animals. And in the ocean, there are different types of animals, lives in the oceans. And however, those all sentient beings carried the practice in the Guru Atisha, all those are his mother. That's the first step. And then other that, they remember the kindness of those mother sentient beings. And after that, and then we have to think about how we repay their kindness, how we can return their kindness. And then cherish those mother sentient beings with the loving kindness, the thought of, and after that, it said the compassion, the little compassion, and then it becomes a bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger, greater and greater, and then after it might be a great compassion too. What we call in Sanskrit the Mahakaruna. And that compassion we practice again and again, then it helps to arise the thought of responsibility for the other sentient beings. Then from that thought of responsibility, then we might thought that what I require, if I need to feel those sentient beings, then what I require, what I need. Then I need a bodhicitta, I need to attain the enlightenment, I need a wonderful car. Sure. Maybe I need a wonderful pot to make the coffee, to make a wonderful pot to make the Italian pizza, need a wonderful pot to make a Tibetan soup, whatever we need, that's our requirement. Sure. Like that, if we want to free all those sentient beings from the samsara and in order to attain the enlightenment, then what we need, we have to attain the supreme, complete and enlightenment. Otherwise, we cannot free all those sentient beings from the samsara like a drunken person. It's very funny. Sometimes we see those the drunken person too. If they are the two drinking person, if they drink a lot of this alcohol or wine, and at the midnight, those two friends become a drinking too, and then when they walk, they fall down too. Walk, fall down too. And then they might be helping each other too. They may be helping each other. Maybe the person called. I don't say the person, okay? I don't say the name of the person. I don't say the name in the person in Tibetan, in English, not in Vietnamese, nor in Mexican. I don't say the name of those drunken person, okay? The example, two drunken person, They cannot save each other well, sure, because they both are in the state of drinking, sure. So like that example, whenever we are in the samsara, drinking with attachment, sure, drinking with hatred, drinking with ignorance, then even we want to free those sentient beings, we cannot free those sentient beings, because we are like the disabilitated. We don't have the ability to freedom those sentient beings. But we have to develop our good heart. We have to develop our compassion when we are in the samsara. Therefore, we have to attain complete enlightenment for the benefits of all sentient beings. I saw here in Lamrim teaching, it's a process to what we call the Mahayana teaching. The Mahayana teaching, the teachings of the middle way, the Mahayana teachings, and then Hinayana teachings. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said that those are not contradictory each other. They are supporting each other. They are helping each other. We should be respect all those teachings. There are no any teachings we abandon. Not any teaching. All the teaching we have to collect, all those teachings. Then, after that, when we understand that, then we might thought that if I keep this the textbook further down, then I respect to it. That's the teaching of the Shikyamuni Buddha. And then keep some clean place, some respected place. Someone who understands that teaching too. And after that, we have to understand all of those teachings in order to practice for us. All of those are instruction too for us. And after that, we understand the real meaning of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The Shakyamuni Buddha realizing the emptiness. He has generated the bodhicitta. All the qualities, wonderful quality, what he has gained, and what our spiritual master has gained, then we understand their inner quality, inner understanding through the reading and practice of the Lamrim teaching. And then we can reduce our negative actions. If I am saying the 10 lines in the one day, If I cheating the 10 person in the one day, then the instructions comes that I should not cheat them. I should not say lying to them. Then the negative action reduced. Whatever we do, negative actions from our body, from our speech, and from our mind, we should be reduce those negative actions. If we don't reduce those negative actions, if we commit those negative actions, then in the Lamrim teachings, it says le nyeba. Le nyeba means the result of the karma is definite too. If you plant a poisonous seed, then it will grow the poisonous tree too. And then that poisonous tree gives the poisonous flower. Looks wonderful, but it's a poisonous flower. And then from that flower, it gives the poisonous fruit, sure. And someone who used that poisonous fruit, maybe stomach pain, headache, and even it can kill the person. So in this example, then the negative karma gives the negative result, what we call the suffering. Therefore, we concern about that. We don't need a suffering too. We don't need a suffering. We need a happiness. Therefore, we have to abandon even a small negative action. We have to abandon it. Of course, the big negative action. Of course, even a little negative action. Try to abandon it. And in the other hand, the positive action too. We want to drink a good food. We want to eat a good food. We want to be a rich person. Then we have to collect those positive actions too. Because the positive actions, positive karma, it gives the positive result. How wonderful if you plant one apple tree outside of your house too. A coconut tree, banana tree. I give the one example of the coconut tea tree with a bodhicitta, actually. Bodhicitta, the coconut tree gives the fruit again and again, again and again. Like that example, someone who generates the bodhicitta mind, then whatever he done, the positive actions, he has to experience happiness and the comfortable again and again, again and again. That's example of the bodhicitta. Also, by the way, however, the positive action gives the positive result. Oh, that's the one lesson. There are four faults. Le nyepa, le pechewa, le machepa, the machepa, le chepa, chi masepa. Regarding of the karma, we call the definite result of those negative and karmic, positive karmic actions. And it can increase. Even if we do a little negative action, it can increase. If we don't confess, if we don't purify, it can increase too. Like one seed of the poisonous tree, it increases and it gives a lot of seed of the poisonous tree too. Like that example, if we committed a little negative action, if we don't confess it, if we don't purify it, and then day after day, week after week, month after month, it can increase and bigger and bigger. That gives the wonderful example, not from me, those scholars. Yes, those scholars give the example that if some drop of water comes from the roof to down, rock to down, some roof drop of the water through in this pot, the drop of the water, one drop, two drop, three drop, four drop, five drop, it fills this cup. Like that example, I remember that when we are in the hospital, too, sometimes they give the injection too, with a drop of the medicine liquid, too, one drop, two drop, three drop. At the end, the bottle is empty. Like that example, if we commit the negative action and we don't commit, purify it, it can increase. And in the other good example is that if you do the positive actions, and then it can be also increased with a rejoice. Therefore, the master advised us rejoice again and again of the actions of those bodhisattva, actions of those the good persons. So in these teachings, it says there are the all those are the instructions to us. We have to reduce our negative actions, and after that you have listened already about the how to listen the Dharma, how to listen to Dharma. The great scholar Tsongkhapa is a really a great one, a qualified scholar too. Then he showed us, he indicated us at the beginning the benefits of listening Dharma too. He indicated us the benefit of listening to Dharma. And after that, another part, what he called the respect to the master and then teaching. And then after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa guides us, if there are the benefits of listening to Dharma, to someone who listening to Dharma attend the enlightenment, someone who don't listen to the Dharma always remain in the trash of the samsara, garbage of the samsara. Therefore, someone who listens to the Dharma, there are benefits to attend the enlightenment, to attend the nirvana, at least to attend the next good rebirth. Those are the results, benefits. Oh, how wonderful those benefits are. Then you should be respect to the teachings, we should be respect to the master, and then we should understand how to listen to the Dharma too. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa says that the three unfavorable conditions, three mistakes of the listener too, we are among them perhaps too. If you don't careful, I also among them too, the mistakes of the listening continue too. When I listen to the Dharma, not easy, it's difficult really. Difficult to concentrate to listen to the Dharma too. The mind goes to the other wonderful object too. Tricky mind, difficult to concentrate, difficult to teach, difficult to control. Even the master is in front of us. True. Even the Dharma text is in front of us. The tricky mind is very difficult to control. Too. It's really like the example of the elephant or the example of the monkey. Too. It's a real. When I concentrate, then it's difficult to pure the mind. Those mundane concern comes with that mind. It polluted our mind. I might thought that how wonderful if I listen to the Dharma very carefully in front of all those students. True. I might thought that, oh, I will understand the Dharma and then it makes a very good reputation to me. True. Maybe go with the karambushan and a very delicious food and so on. True. And then the mundane, the concern comes ultimate cover. True. Because in our past we have done many this the concerning too. So it comes ultimate cover. Then after that we don't remember to sometimes. I cannot say you too. For me, I don't remember to again and again. We have to refresh it, remember it again and again. Otherwise, we will forget those dharma too, those precious teachings. So the three mistakes of the container, or the three mistakes of the students or the listener too. When we purify those mistakes, then the great scholar Tsongkhapa advised us the recognition of how to listen to the Dharma too. Then it's very wonderful too. We will understand who we are too. We will understand who we are, how strong our attachment is too, how strong our hatred is, how strong our ignorance is. From there, there are many different the mental factor, negative mental factor, which control us towards the bad direction. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa was said, at that time the great scholar Tsongkhapa is the master. There are many wonderful students too. Very lucky student who listen to the Dharma, who attend the enlightenment, who attend the realizations, perhaps not like me, sure. I'm very unlucky. I was born not in Tibet. I didn't see the Ganden Monastery in Tibet. My spiritual master, they have learned in the Ganden Monastery in Tibet. I was born in the India too. Sometimes this ego pride me too. Oh, that's the Buddha's place too. That's true. It's not. Ego is very dangerous too. If I sit here, it comes here, wherever too. Not easy to control. I might have thought that I was born in India, the Buddha's place too. Once occasion, the student of the Milarepa too. Milarepa is a great saint, great practitioner too. Sometimes the student of the one of the student of Milarepa, he thought that sometimes he was greater than the Milarepa. Milarepa has two favorable students. One, I have mentioned you about the Thapulache, the physician who passed his two children and he passed away his the attractive or the his wife to the best partner in this life. Too. The wife is the best partner in this life of the husband. The husband is the best partner in this life for the wife too. And then when the physician Thapulache lost his two children with the epidemic disease, and after that he lost his wife. Even he is a physician, when the karmic time comes, no one can stop you. Richest person, famous person like Michael Jackson, president of the United States, who was born in the Indian place too. When the karma comes, no one can stop. He will die, she will die. So she died, she passed away. Then nothing left, he thought. Physician Thapulache thought that there's nothing left in this world too. I lost my children. I cherish them too much too. I love them too much. I care them too much. After I lost my two children, one after another, I can even I am a doctor. I cannot stop the death. Even I am a doctor. I cannot stop the death of my wife. After that, wife of the Dakpalachi, or the physician's wife, even she was going to die, but attachment is there to his husband. And she called to his husband, "Oh, my dear husband, you will marry again. You will marry again with the one lady who is more beautiful than me, who is more richer than me, and you will recycle in the samsara again." And then Dakpalachi promised that, "I will not marry again. I don't say you don't marry again, okay?" Okay, it's your choice, okay? Marry 2 times, 3 times, 100 times, your choice, okay? If you are a husband, your choice. If you are a lady, it's your choice. Go to jogging, do the exercise, the physical fitness, make you younger, too. And then maybe 10% dharma, 90% in this mundane activity, maybe 20% dharma, 80% mundane activity. It's up to you, too. But it happened like that in the past, too. It happened like that in the past with Dakpalachi, and Dakpalachi renounced from that. Then he never married again. He became one of the favorite students of the Milarepa too. Milarepa gives the many instructions to him too. One of his students. And one of his students is a Rechungpa. That's what I just talked here about Rechungpa too. Because of that, Milarepa never had been in India. So Rechungpa, he traveled India a few times, like the great Marpalotsawa too. Marpalotsawa traveled India a few times too. The translator Lotsawa traveled India a few times. Like that, the Rechungpa traveled India a few times. Therefore, sometimes Rechungpa thought that he's a great saint, Milarepa, but he never visited India. He never visited the Buddha's place too. Then this Rechungpa, the pride comes to Rechungpa, thought that I have been in India, I have been in the Buddhist place, but my master don't have. Sometimes he has this conception too. We also have sometimes too. We have to care for our guru, our master. We have to respect them. We have to receive the knowledge from them too. If we have ego and pride, then we never receive the knowledge from our master. So that what I call the Rechungpa's the biography. By the way, too, truth of sometimes I meant though that I was born in Tibet, too. And we have a different types of the deluded pride too. We have the different types of the deluded pride. So, however, our spiritual master, they're born in Tibet, where the Ganden monastery, blessed by the great scholar Tsongkhapa. Those are the great masters. You have listened to many teachings from them. So maybe today it's a little bit quite different feeling too. Long time I didn't talk with the Dharma. Maybe like today, like a new couple too. I don't know, true. Today I have to tell you about how to preach the Dharma, how to preach the Dharma. With the 4 parts. One part, there are 20 benefits of preaching and teaching Dharma. And one part, it says the respect to the Buddha and the holy teachings. And another part, it's not easy. I should be like a doctor, too. You should be like an earnest person. And then, first, when I see your face, then it seems like that I'm an earnest person and you are my daughter, doctor, physician, too. You look more healthy than me, true. Then the doctor gives the medicine to you. Then I have to give you those good instructions to you, too. Instructions to you, just repeat what the great scholar Tsongkhapa has advised. And then the action, it says, with a very clean, very smile, and then need the example in order to understand the meaning by you. I need the example, as the great scholar Tsongkhapa write, the many example to introduce the Dharma, and some wonderful the past story. And then And then, who should I teach the Dharma and who should not I teach the Dharma to? So those are the four parts of how to teach the Dharma, just I mentioned, and then next Sunday and other Sunday, then we will run slowly and slowly, okay, this big mountain of the Lama Tsongkhapa tour. So we have to run slowly and slowly, so it's 5 minutes, so we're reciting the Lati Rinpoche quick return. And then our spiritual master Gish Gyaltsenla's quick return. Okay, Lati Rinpoche's quick return. In Tibetan. You have the ponytail too. Thank you. No, Jambo, Yamme, Denjo, Zezon, Zelu, Jubo, Dome, Bendabo, Judicial, Diva Mangoro, Yavji, Zongo, Bo, Dendre, Jelly, Zere, Beldoshin, Chanjo, Nimboro, Sebe, Shulaman, Sere, Namda, Suljime, Sumji, Legend. Namja chedi namdo chebe veya pandi lami shabla so wande chedi chebe gara le damande namda dugun deve simjeji samvari ne ne jo la chebe lo sa jeden beve bedhush nima ngaye randa chedi beve jigu mise dungwa dihola jeden beze gundu Okay, in English, all peerless, read, please.
All peerless Savior
Okay, could you teach Gyaltsenla's in English? I will do it in Tibetan. Your English, starting.
The power of the light.
trên âm lý.
So you remember the dedication when in the past you have listened to many teachings too. So remember dedication again and again. Here and sometimes you practice in your house and other place, then you don't need to ask the other person, what should be I dedicate to? You have listened many times here, we have dedicated many times here too. Sometimes if you don't careful and we don't concentrate, then the spiritual master Geshe Gyaltsen Rinpoche's student was there, and then people might say that he asked me how to dedicate. Sure. If the new student, that's another case. If the old student, then they might tell that he don't know how to dedicate. Sure. Always go to the teaching and listen to the Dharma. Always the master advice at the beginning, the bodhicitta motivation important. At the end, dedication is important. We just listen from speech, and then if we don't concentrate, then we don't know, we forget. Then wherever, sometimes if you want to dedicate, you can dedicate like this, what our spiritual master advised us. And then he advised us, when I'm listening to the Dharma here, he advised us how to dedicate. Dedicate, may His Holiness the Dalai Lama and spiritual master long life, and the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, and the teachings of the Guru Tsongkhapa, and all the wonderful teachings, they may remain very long to dedication. To one long life of those spiritual masters, another, the teaching may have very long life, very long time. And you remember that, I remember also that, and then whatever the problems with the starvation and suffering in this world, the sentient beings experience the different types of suffering, and may they never have these types of suffering. And at the end, we heard that then he advised us, taught us how to dedicate to, in short, all the mother sentient beings be free from two types of obscurations, too. Obscurations of the delusions and obscuration which obstruct our supreme enlightenment. May all those sentient beings free from those obscurations and attain the supreme and perfect enlightenment. Remember this and we dedicate in Tibetan. Okay, this four. And plus is welcome. If you can dedicate five, welcome. If you're taking more class, six, seven, whatever, like longer and longer, deeper and deeper. But we need the one foundation. That's those four dedication. Okay. Dewa ye ye nyodo no mo sa ye dubo yuro yunji do yo wa chi ja
Thank you.